This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Phi Beta Kappa is the oldest academic honor society in America, almost as old as the United States itself, as it was founded at the College of William and Mary in December 1776. In its lengthy history, Phi Beta Kappa has had more than 500,000 members, including 17 U.S. presidents, 40 Supreme Court justices, and around 140 Nobel laureates. Now, the University of South Florida is joining the prestigious group, as it and three other schools were voted in during Phi Beta Kappa's recent meeting in Boston. We spoke to USF Provost Ralph Wilcox about the honor.
It's primarily going to be open to students graduating from the College of Arts and Sciences and the College of the Arts. It will be limited to the top 10% of graduates from those colleges, and it's a lifetime membership that will follow those graduates through what, in all likelihood, will be immensely successful careers, to law school, to medical school, graduate school, and into leadership positions across the nation and around the world.
How many universities, particularly public universities like USF, are members of Phi Beta Kappa?
Well, prior to decisions made at 45th triennium of Phi Beta Kappa, there were 286 institutions, approximately 64% of which were private, and the remainder public institutions. There are presently only three public universities in the state of Florida that are authorized to shelter Phi Beta Kappa chapters, and those include the other two preeminent institutions and Florida International University in Miami. Beyond that, there are three private institutions, the University of Miami, Stetson University, and Eckerd College. Our Phi Beta Kappa faculty at the University of South Florida will be partnering with their colleagues across other universities to bring greater visibility and interconnectedness to Phi Beta Kappa-sponsored programs across the state.
And it's not an easy or short process to get into Phi Beta Kappa, is my understanding as well, correct?
Not at all. The decision in Boston was the culmination of 3 years of hard work and focused effort on the part of Phi Beta Kappa faculty members at the University of South Florida. So you only have an opportunity once every 3 years. Some might say it's painful. I think the rewards at the end of the day to those deserving students graduating from the University of South Florida make it well worth the effort.
And things like this, what does it mean for your average USF student, your average incoming USF student, your average faculty member? Why should they view these as good things for themselves and for the university?
Well, clearly, such hard-earned accomplishments are affirmation of the fact that the University of South Florida has arrived. It's arrived among the group of top-tier research universities in the state of Florida and beyond. It's arrived among the creme de la creme, the very best of undergraduate programs offered to students across the state of Florida. And we know full well that there will be significant value added associated with a USF diploma. And that can only be a good thing for the 330,000 USF alumni.
Provost Ralph Wilcox, thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much.
You can find out more about the Phi Beta Kappa National Honor Society on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.